Welcome, everybody. Happy Wednesday. For anyone who has not attended the previous session, my name is Dan Globus. I'm the director and lead mindfulness meditation instructor of Meditation House. We provide mindfulness meditation sessions and programs to corporations. I've been teaching meditation for about 15 years, 10 of those in the corporate environment. And I have a practice that dates back a little more than 5 decades ago, a long time ago. And I was very fortunate that, you be the judge of this. It's funny how things happen in our lives and we come to things that we weren't looking for, we weren't expecting. And even though I've meditated on and off for a lot of years, I took a long break away from it and I paid a very dear price having to confront a little more than 15 years ago a bunch of panic attacks, going to boardroom meetings with some of the most powerful companies in New York City and sitting there at the head of the table and all of a sudden feeling full-blown panic attacks coming to me. Said, well, we got to put an end to that. And I went on a journey, and part of the journey was returning to meditation. And I went looking locally. At the time, I was living in Staten Island, and I contacted a Tibetan museum in Staten Island of all places. And I said, hey, do you know of any place I can go meditate? And they said, you can come meditate here. And I said, great. So who's leading these meditations? And they said, oh, it's an ordained Tibetan Buddhist monk. I said, you got a Tibetan Buddhist monk in Staten Island? Sign me up. I'm there. And I went to it, and it was a game changer for me. I connected with the teacher. It took me a while to really understand the practice, just a little bit of a while, but I found that I had a lot in common with the monk. He accepted me as a student, ultimately made me a teacher. We formed a close bond and opened up a meditation center together. And now we're just about 15 years later, and I'm doing this virtually. So, interesting journey. A few things about today's session. First of all, you don't need your cameras on. If you'd like to turn your cameras off, please feel free to do so. Make yourselves comfortable. I'm also going to put everyone on mute. At the end of the session, we'll have a little bit of time that if you want to ask any questions, you can unmute yourself. You could put it into the chat area. But all that I ask is please do not unmute yourself during the session. Don't put anything into the chat area. Unless there's a problem. If all of a sudden, if you don't hear me, you don't see what's going on the screen, please shoot a message into the chat area. Thank you. So let me tell you what we're going to do today. I think unquestionably the number one challenge that we are all facing is that we have difficulties calming our mind, quieting our minds. The mind seems to just churn and churn and churn like a gear constantly turning, a machine constantly going. And some of us don't know when to turn it off, how to turn it off. We don't know in those situations where we need to really be fully present, fully mindful of what's going on. We don't know how to do that. And we can't blame ourselves unless you've been taught how to do that. How do we do it? The problem with the mind continuously running as if it were a machine continuously running. Just as machines can burn out after a while, we burn out. If we are constantly letting the mind go continuously, especially on specific topics, what happens is those topics, those things, start to sit in the front of us. If you are stressed, you're anxious, if you're fearful, if you're worried about our current climate, our environmental climate, our political or economic climate, if you're worried about relationships, money, your health, any of these things, if we're constantly worried, constantly thinking about this, what happens? It goes from a thought that's somewhere back here to right up front here, and we're constantly looking at it, constantly thinking about it. Worry, worry, worry. It's there all the time. But it doesn't have to be like that. Mindfulness meditation is a practice that allows us to take all that stuff that's going on there and to calm it down. And if we bring about antidotes to those challenges, we can slowly start to literally push it to the back and have more pleasant stuff going on in the front. I'm going to give you some tools through this practice today, especially if you, as you're going to have an audio file and or a video file to refer to, something that if you do it on a regular basis, you're going to find that you can connect with this beautiful, calm, natural state of mind. Yeah, that's our natural state of mind. It's not the mind that's like constantly, as the Buddhists call it, a monkey mind. It's not constantly going, going, going. We can reconnect with our calm, quiet, still mind. It takes practice. You're going to get a little taste of it, especially if you haven't for a while. And then we'll see where we go from there. So without further ado, please make yourselves comfortable. Please make sure if there's any distractions in front of you, the biggest distraction these days is our cell phones. Unless you're using your cell phones for this, please silence your cell phone and turn it over. Thank you. The best way to prepare ourselves for a session is to just do some simple breathing. What we're going to do is some very deep breaths, a series of three very deep in-breaths, three very deep out-breaths. I want you to do something while we do this. When we breathe out, I'm going to ask you to stay there when the breath has left you, just for maybe about 2 seconds, 2 or 3 seconds. Trust me, you can sit there for much longer without breathing back in, but 2 or 3 seconds is good. Simply notice in those 2 to 3 seconds what's going on. See if you can notice a stillness, calmness, a peacefulness in your body and or mind. To do this, you can do this with your eyes wide open. You could do this with your eyes closed. Rest your hands gently on your thighs or your knees. If you have armrests on the side of your chair, if you just bring your arms inside and just put them on your body so you can feel your body. Make sure you're seated upright if you can, but not so upright that it brings any degree of discomfort to you. The way we do this is we breathe in through the nostrils as deeply as we can. We breathe in until we can't breathe anymore. And we'll do this together. Then we hold the breath just for a couple of seconds. I'll say release. And when you release, release the breath through the mouth. Release it as if you're trying to fog a mirror. Feel the air leaving you. Feel the stomach contract. And just stay there when all the air has left you. Just stay there for 2 or 3 seconds. We're going to do this 3 times. Let's take in that first deep in-breath. And hold. Now release. And stay there. Breathe in. Hold and release. And stay there. One last deep in breath. Hold and release. And stay there. Now let your breathing return to normal. If you closed your eyes, you can open them. And just notice how you feel after doing those 3 in-breaths, 3 out-breaths. Sometimes we can notice a letting go, a releasing. We can notice that the body has settled down a little bit. We can notice that the mind has settled down a little bit. Maybe you were attached to some thoughts before we did this, and you notice that you're no longer attached to that. It can be a very slight shift from where we were to where we are now. But simply notice that, be aware of it. You can watch this video or rest your eyes. Just make sure that you feel physically fully present. Feel your hands on your body. Notice your breath. If you're attached to any thoughts right now about something that you want to do or need to do, simply notice that within your mind. Imagine that you could take those thoughts right now and just let them rest by taking them with a nice, gentle in-breath. And then breathing out. Maybe even saying with the out-breath, letting go. Letting go. Letting go. We use the breath in mindfulness meditation as one of the primary tools to bring stability to the mind, to calm it. Gently breathe in through your nostrils. Gently breathe out through your mouth or nostrils, whichever you wish. Stay there when the breath has left you for a second or two, and then take your next in-breath. If you can be fully present in this moment and follow your breath, notice it. Notice all the elements about it. Notice when you breathe in, how you can feel a slight coolness at the edges of your nostrils. Notice when you breathe out that you can feel that temperature change. Temperature is a little bit warmer. Feel the breath fill your lungs. Feel the lungs expand. And when you breathe out, feel the stomach contract. The more that you can stay with your breath, the more that you can let go of all those thoughts swirling around, the need to attach to any thoughts. Many people struggle with using the breath to bring calm, to bring stillness, peacefulness to them. There is another way to achieve the same result. We displace whatever thoughts are going on with something that's very pleasant to us, something that's very calming, very relaxing, something that makes us feel good. Something that gives us that feeling of Bring to mind something that makes you feel good. Something that truly makes you feel good. Something that's not momentary, but something that's lasting. Maybe a warm embrace by someone who loves you dearly. Maybe petting your beloved pet, stroking them. Maybe laying on the beach, reading a good book, imagine yourself doing, experiencing something that gives you great joy, great peace of mind. One of the things that I think we can all agree on is someone within our life that we love dearly, and they love us dearly, being in their presence, maybe even being held by them, seeing their beautiful smiling face, the face that tells us how much they love us. But let your mind bring forth anything that brings a smile to your face, that allows you to remember how good life can be. As you look at that person, place, that thing, that experience, notice how you begin to feel. Maybe there's an inner smile that starts coming to your face. A reminder of the joy of this person, place, thing, this experience. Look within your mind on this thing. And be there in this moment with whatever it is that you see. Feel the loving touch of someone who loves you. Feel the tactile sensation of something that brings you joy. Feel the breeze blowing, the sun warming you. Allow your body and mind to reconnect in this moment with the bliss of this thing. With each in-breath, breathe in the happiness that it brings you. With the out-breath, imagine letting go of anything that has weighed heavily on your mind, on your heart. Let any difficulties, any challenges leave you in this moment with each out-breath. Rest within this moment in a state of happiness. Begin to notice the body relaxing, if you haven't already done so. Notice how the breath has become slower. Inspect your body. See if there was any tension is beginning or has released, shoulder dropping. With each in-breath and each out-breath, let this multiply whatever positive feelings that you have right now. If you find yourself reattaching to the need to do something Just simply notice that. Skillfully use your breath to take whatever you're attaching to. Imagine it has some kind of substance to it. Breathe in and take that element, that substance, and let it go. There are moments when we sit where we can start to notice that the mind is calmed. We've reconnected with this beautiful, peaceful state of mind. And we can ride that moment, stay within that moment for as long as we can. We reacquaint ourselves with a peacefulness, a stillness. By recognizing this on a daily basis, when we sit, we can look for it again and reconnect with it. And we can start to extend this period from what may be for some of you only a few seconds to several minutes. Whatever you've manifested today within your mind that brings you joy, acknowledge it again in this moment. Stay with it. Let it rest within your heart and mind. Know that you can come back to this whenever you wish. Let it be a gateway for you to reconnect with this beautiful state of mind. In this moment, notice any feelings that exist within your body. See if you can notice any elements of calm, ease, relaxation, a letting go, a release of any tension, any tightness that may have been within the body. Simply noticing how still, how calm the body is. Do the same now with your mind. Notice the state of your mind. Can you notice elements of stillness, peacefulness, calm, and clarity? All of these signs are signs that you've meditated, that you've connected with the meditative state. Each time we sit and we practice, we can reconnect with these feelings, these experiences. during the course of the remainder of your day. Should anything enter your mind that brings you away from this, if you can, take in 3 deep in-breaths, 3 deep out-breaths, and reconnect with the image that appeared within your mind. This will help you to recycle the mind, to reset it, to bring it back to this. We're going to take a nice deep cleansing breath now. Please take in as deep an in-breath as you can. And nice big out-breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. And bring your attention to all of your senses, the sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally sense of sight. And very slowly, as you're ready, open your eyes and become fully present.